Derwin, D-E-R-W-I-N, Beasley, B-E-A-S-L-E-Y, 65-year-old gentleman, comes in today with severe ear pain, swelling on the right side of the neck, possible abscess formation, history of fatty liver, history of COVID, history of possible long COVID, leg pain, arm pain, history of fatty liver, as I mentioned. He's been married 5 years this past time. He's got, they have three kids all together. Same altogether. He's never been a heavy smoker, heavy drinker in the past. He's a federal labor law employee. He's a horse rancher. He works with horses. He's had many championships under his belt. Family history: dad died of cancer. Mom also had breast cancer. Dad had skin cancer, but died of old age. COVID immunization, none, but he's had COVID in the past. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with his wife for 5 years with a couple of children. Surgery, knee surgery, bilaterally, neck surgery, right wrist surgery, right hand surgery, medical problems, migraine headaches, medications, only metformin. Some doctor gave him metformin because she thought it would help him lose weight, and he was pre-diabetic. His blood work was done at a different facility, not at our facility. Allergy, none. He weighs 220 pounds. He's gained about 10 or 15 pounds recently, 97%, 97.8, 22, 114, 153 over 86. Heart positive, swollen positive, is two. Lungs clear. TMs are red, especially on the right side. There's huge lymphadenopathy noted on the right side. There's also evidence of otitis media, otitis externa on the right side. Neurological non-focus. Neck shows no meningismus. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with an lesion. Assessment otitis media, number one, otitis externa, number two, treat with Rocephin 1 gram now, next one is Toradol 60 milligram now, next one is Cortisporin, Ortic suspension, next one is Teflex 500, two tablets, four times a day. Next number, we looked at his lymph nodes in the neck, there was no evidence of abscess formation. Next number, we looked at his fatty liver. There's slight fatty liver present. Next number, his carotid ultrasound shows mild stenosis. Next number is echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number is history of metabolic syndrome. Next number is continue with metformin. I'm not sure if it's 500 or 1,000. Next number is history of leg pain and arm pain. This was all multifactorial, no PVD noted. Next number, he does have history of BPH. Next number is bladder spasm noted. Next number, lab work is up to date. Next number is we'll get a copy of his lab work for the office as well. Next number is BPH with mild symptoms. Next number is no work for the next 3 days. Next number is finish the antibiotics. Next number is call if any changes noted or not improved in the next 2-3 days. Thank you.